Police: Homeless man cut woman's throat when she let him in home to bathe. By Amy Furr on February 14, 2022. The Salt Lake City Police Department arrested a suspect who allegedly slit a woman's throat while inside her home, Coot reported Saturday. According to police, 30-year-old Eric Jones was arrested early Saturday morning by patrol officers near 130 South 500 East, the outlet said. The incident occurred February 6 inside an apartment located near 850 Southwest Temple Street after neighbors discovered the victim, who was bleeding heavily from the neck. The victim was taken to a local hospital. Her injuries were serious enough to require emergency surgery, and she is now listed in critical but stable condition. In a press release, the Salt Lake City Police Department said it appeared to be a random attack. Working with the SLCPD's Crime Lab and CompStat and Analysis Unit, detectives with the SLCPD's Robbery Squad identified 30-year-old Eric Jones as the suspect in this case. During the investigation, the victim told SLCPD she let the suspect inside her residence so he could shower. The woman described the suspect as being homeless. Officers found and detained Jones 5 days after the attack. He was booked at the Salt Lake County Metro Jail regarding a single count of aggravated assault. No additional information on this case is being released at this time. SLCPD detectives are continuing their investigation, the department's news release said. Video footage posted February 7 showed the outside of the apartment building and featured Detective Michelle Meckling telling Fox 13 it was not known if the man and woman knew one another. She added that the man allegedly attacked the woman, then fled the scene. It goes along with know who you're letting into your house. And don't let people who you aren't sure of into your house. But this relationship between the two is unclear, again, she said. In July, Coot reported that Salt Lake City's homeless crisis was putting a strain on an already strapped police department. It does take up a pretty big part of our resources that we have, Salt Lake City Police Sergeant Keith Horrocks said, according to the outlet.